Keith Peters reporting. Beryl has been downgraded from a hurricane to a tropical storm, but not before wreaking havoc in parts of the Texas Gulf Coast. Harris County Precinct 4 County Constable Mark Herman says two people died after trees fell on their homes.
We've got widespread power outages. We've had two fatalities so far where we've had trees actually fall on houses and kill residents inside the home.
The storm is bringing high winds and heavy rains. More than 2.1 million customers are without power in the Houston area. That according to CenterPoint Energy. If rain wasn't enough in Texas, blistering hot temperatures have been the story in other parts of the country. Authorities in Oregon's Multnomah County, home to Portland, have reported at least four suspected heat-related deaths. The region continued to swelter under an early heat wave Monday. President Biden says to Democrats on the Hill, I'm firmly committed to staying in the race. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
President Joe Biden is attempting to head off more intra-party calls for him to drop out of the race, sending a letter to Capitol Hill Democrats Monday morning that emphatically stated that he will continue on as the party's planned nominee. He said in the letter to lawmakers, quote, I am firmly committed to staying in this race, to running the race to the end, and to beating Donald Trump. Many Democratic lawmakers have made no secret that they have questions about whether he would be able to beat Trump in November and serve another 4 years in office. A handful of Democrats have publicly called on Biden to step aside, and those numbers are expected to grow in the coming days. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Republican National Committee's Platform Committee is adopting a policy document that reflects former President Trump's position, opposing a federal abortion ban and ceding limits to the states. It's the first time a national abortion ban has been omitted in 40 years. This is SRN News. The Presbyterian Church USA declares war on conservatives. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The denomination's leadership has approved two new proposals. One will add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to the organization's anti-discrimination policy. The second and more controversial proposal will require that future candidates for ordination be quizzed about their support for the LGBT lifestyle, suggesting that a conservative response might be disqualifying. The two measures now go to the individual presbyters for a vote. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Hampshire Department of Education has restored a teacher's credentials days after she sued, alleging officials had misrepresented her involvement in a student's abortion. The teacher didn't contest her firing from a private school last fall, but sued the education department and top officials over the revocation of her teaching license. This is SRN News. French politicians from the left and center are working on their next steps after a surprise election result handed them the bulk of the seats in a hung parliament.
We have the leftist coalition, the New Popular Front, on 182, the centrists of Mr. Macron, they're on 169, and the National Rally relegated to 143. And some relief in many quarters in France that the rally have been stopped, that this Republican Front has worked to prevent them from gaining power, but the reality today is that you have three very disparate blocks within the National Assembly from which the new president has to find a prime minister.
BBC correspondent Christian Fraser reporting from Paris, France. Modern France has never experienced a parliament with no dominant coalition. Macron may seek a deal with moderates on the left. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.